Good morning. High pressure is keeping it dry across interior New York and New England, but it does look like a lot of clouds have moved in from that coastal system off the Carolinas. That system was once Tropical Storm Karen, and it continues to meander up the coast. And more clouds will be flowing into most of southern New York and New England today, with the risk for showers the best as one heads closer to the coast. In the northern part of New York and New England, a better chance for more sunshine today, still though filtered through some high cloudiness. So most places along I-90 will be in mostly cloudy skies today, and temperatures will not be as mild thanks to the limited sunshine, and generally readings will be in the lower to middle 60s. We'll continue to see that system creep closer tonight and tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies for the region and the chance for showers, especially south of I-90. Again, the best chance for more sunshine tomorrow will be closer to the Canadian border. Overnight lows tonight will be in the middle to upper 40s, then top out in the mid-60s tomorrow. That system will tend to slide off the eastern seaboard during the day on Saturday, and that will leave us with a mixture of sunshine and clouds as high pressure builds in for the three-day weekend. We'll also call for a mix of sun and clouds for both Sunday and Monday, Columbus Day, and temperatures will remain seasonably mild in the middle to high 60s. Right now, it looks like the next front will not arrive until Monday, but it'll be a weak front, and that will leave us with mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and sunshine giving way to some clouds on Wednesday, with highs staying in the middle to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm moving through the southwestern United States will produce snow across the southern Rockies. A winter storm warning is out for the Colorado Rockies, where accumulations of 6 to 12 inches are likely, mainly above 8,000 feet. The storm is also producing plenty of wind and a wind advisory, with high wind watches also in effect for parts of the northern high plains, south into the foothills of the Rockies, and the southern high plains. Winds in these locations could gust to 55 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Genoa, Italy, at 2:51 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. The last report of hail was at Ionia in Greece at 6:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility and mostly cloudy skies and 48 degrees, with a northwest wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear skies and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1/8 of a mile visibility and fog, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and 41 degrees, the dew point 39, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.31 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Pecos and Presidio, both in Texas, to a low of 16 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 60s, Boston mostly cloudy in the lower 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 65 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 52, that's right on normal for this time of year. No precipitation yesterday, 1.84 inches for the month and 38.16 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees. The average low, 41. The record high, 89, set in 1939. And the record low, 25, set in 1980. Sunrise this morning is at 7:03 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:21 p.m. 11 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid-60s. Showers likely tonight in the upper 40s to around 50. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers in the Catskills and lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs near 60. Showers likely tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, Mostly cloudy today with a shower possible, mostly south of I-90 in the lower to mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we will have mostly cloudy skies, scattered showers 65, and a mix of sun and clouds for the weekend in the 60s.